So how do you feel like putting out a big concept album again?
Fantastic. It's taken 7 years, is it?
7 years in the making, yes.
Since since we laid the first track down, and it's just gone on from there. COVID interfered. Some personal illnesses and family illnesses interfered, and then we finally managed to nail it.
At last, dragged it over the finishing line, didn't we, John?
Yeah, and it kind of became a concept album about a third of the way through when we realised there was, there was a connection, in fact, within some of the songs.
So that happened by accident, that it was turned out to be a concept album?
In a way, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it did. Accidents,
yes.
Early on.
Yeah, it was like John said, after about three songs we'd written, with the fourth song we were recording at the time, John said, there's a kind of theme running through these, isn't there, about maybe time and elements like that. So it was like, yeah, that's a great idea. We should make it a concept album. We're a prog band, let's do it. So it just formed itself, really.
John, if you would try to explain it like in relatively simple terms, how would you describe what the album is about?
Precisely that. It's the relationship between relativity, the space concept and all that, and love, life. There's a thread running through it, but it will be discovered in different ways by different people. It will be relative to you as you listen to it. But the whole idea is that you listen to it as a whole, like you used to do in the past. Your reaction to the music as it changes with different songs. Every song is relative to the other song that was before it and the song that's coming after it. And you make of that what you will.
It's interesting because in this day and age when there's streaming, and of course you have this huge prog rock tradition, and as you pointed out, albums have to be listened to from the beginning to the finish. How do you want to bring people to listen to the whole thing instead of just picking out one song on Spotify and Apple Music and not listening to the whole thing?
Difficult. Good question that, because the nature and way in the way people listen to music now has completely changed. It's just radically different from vinyl days. People just cherry pick tunes now, that's my favourite song, I'll just listen to that and not the rest of it.
If people change their habits, then people will change their streaming habits. They might stream a whole product rather than just picking and choosing and making their own playlists and things. We've got a loyal fan base. I feel pretty certain that they'll go for the media version, which will be, they'll be able to play all the way through, because that's what they do.
But you do have radio singles, like on the new album, like A Peace Like a River. It's a 4-minute song and has a pretty clear message, at least to me.
Yeah.
John, what do you want to say with the song?
It's atypical Barclays, written by us song, a plea or a cry for peace, isn't it? Love and understanding between people. The fact that it's 4 minutes is neither here nor there. It could have been 10 minutes. Some of the songs on this album are really long by virtue of the fact that it's very accessible, that song, isn't it? We call it a single. I think it's just to try and draw people in to listen to the whole thing. But it's a great message. If we have love and understanding, peace like a river will flow.
We're basically still to the message, all you need is love.
I mean, it's for my grandkids and my kids, The ideal is love and understanding, peace everywhere. I always have hope.
Speaking of that, John, you made a pretty clear statement for peace and understanding when you did your 1980 concert with Barclay James Harvest in front of the Berlin Reichstag, and that turned out to be a very successful live album in 1982. What do you remember of that concert? What was your feeling doing that gig?
That's a funny one, that. I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified at the gig. It was, it was just beyond anything I'd imagined, looking from the stage and seeing, that amount of people and the PA towers in the distance. Playing Berlin is such a long time ago. My lasting memory is being absolutely terrified.
What many people behind the wall remember, that they were trying to get close to the stage from the other side to at least have a listen. Have you talked to people afterwards that approached you and said, I was on the other side and I was listening to the concert?
I have spoken to people that were on the other side at the time, but a lot of people were arrested, I think, weren't they? I mean, they chose the gig site where it was because it was kind of like a horseshoe, so that the music would, there was nowhere they wouldn't hear it in the East. That was the whole idea of it.
The album had a massive impact and still has. How do you feel about the love that this album still gets? How do you feel about that?
That is fantastic. It is fantastic. There were two special songs written for the concert, was Life is for Living and In Memory of the Martyrs. It was heartfelt at the time.